Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and welcome to Flava's 15-minute set. Tonight I dedicate 15 minutes to 8 different artists, and I think I'm just going to do a variety of artists tonight. So just sit back, relax, and take in their flavor. Set 1 belongs to Christopher Fields.
Lost track of time, sitting here with my knees pressed so tightly to my chest. I'm sure that I left imprints on my spine as I listened to someone sing of sorrow that somehow gave expression to mine, and all that I could do was hum. Knees pressed tightly, eyes closed even tighter. I'm not sure if that was to keep light from penetrating my psyche or a feeble attempt to restrain the waterfall of tears that flowed freely, naturally, necessarily, and all that I could do was hum. I rocked to the rhythm of my heartache, oblivious to the melody playing in the background, hearing but not listening anymore, changing words to suit my own needs, telling myself this singer is deep, they went through this in reality, I mean how else could they understand my pain, how can they tell a story like this if they haven't lived it, no one is that gifted, and all that I could do was hum. Inside of me, I shook my head from side to side and I pressed my hand to my chest over my heart. I wanted to feel myself from the outside in. I wish they would stop singing me like this, but I don't want this moment to end. And all that I could do was hum. My life danced across the piano keys as the performer created them again for me. There were no words, only sounds that spoke to me clearly, and I gave them life by my reaction to this instrumental of pain intertwined with passion. All that I could do was hum. That belong in smoke-filled rooms. The singer's weight supported by a wooden stool, the eerily beautiful sound of their blues. I have lived those too. I walked a lifetime in their shoes, and all that I could do was hum.
a basement in Atlantis, and I am deeper than the act of procreation of the praying mantis. I'm so deep, I overstand pyramids and crop circles. I'm so deep, I don't even bother to leap over them. I walk under racism's hurdles. I'm so deep, when my voice meets the mic and goes out through the speakers, to some I sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. You have to go underground to hear me, to take a journey to your soul's core just to get near me. I am deeper than still waters and underground streams, and I'm deeper than questions like, do blind people see their dreams? I am deeper than the secrets of Mason, and I'm deep enough to think that we could be one nation under the Most High. I'm so deep, I don't believe, I know I can fly. I am deeper than the debates between evolution and creation. I inhale deeply of God's inspiration. I exhale thoughts in degrees of 1,440 divided by 4. I'm so deep, I sip ice water at the earth's core. I'm so deep, I'm above the law of the land. I'm deep enough to know that I'm the original man. I'm deep enough to know that I could never know God's plan. I'm deep like the concept of footprints in the sand. I'm so deep, I bring order to helter-skelter. I'm so deep, my penthouse is your underground shelter now. Who do you think pulled the string that made life's mysteries unravel? I am deeper than deja vu and time travel. I'm so deep, I won't even bother to walk through it. I'll just tunnel under the valley of the shadow of death. I'm so deep, you can't even skin my soul unless you hold your breath. If you're too shallow to swim in the deep end, you'll drown the moment you stick your feet in the water of me for a temperature check, because I'm so deep.
Deep up in here. Come on, y'all.
I've been watching the news, humming and moaning those Katrina blues, watching news crews snooze, trying me, lying to me, ignoring human suffering. That man said, I'm going out of my head because my wife is dead, and you didn't so much as offer him a buffer. He said that right before her hand slipped from his, she looked him in the eye and said, you can't save me, just take care of the kids. And I cried with him, I cried for him. I could only touch my TV screen, but somehow I could still feel him. And I screamed, hell yeah, when I heard Kanye's rant about the media slant, portraying white people as finding food to survive while the black people were looting. And I prayed, Lord, please don't let them start shooting. Save the baby, feed the children, love and protect our women. Why would you rape her? Sister's barely holding on, she didn't offer, so why would you take her against her will? Come on now, what's really real? Is this the final hour? America, back up off that claim of being a superpower. As I viewed the devastation, I was led into meditation. Could this be God's will? To change the complexion of a nation from one that's lily white into a nation that's really right? From a nation of haves and have-nots into a nation of givers and get-a-lots. In this so-called melting pot, I'm watching bodies rot because schemers, excuse me, because FEMA was late with a food and water drop. Now, I believe if there was a way for them to leave, they would have left. And now there's nothing left. And I'm just like them, living check to check. The only difference being, I'm not actually wading in water up to my neck. See, even with advance warning, I'm still mourning for family members not even blood related. Who's to blame will be debated back and forth across the color line. But here's a concept for you that's heavy. Could it be that the muddy waters of your mind broke through your spiritual levee a long time ago? How else can you explain being so slow to react? Damn near every so-called refugee that I saw on my TV screen was black. So has it really come down to that? The governor gave weekend warriors marching orders to go through the French Quarter and shoot to kill. Why not?
Okay, I'm not sure if the track just stopped all of a sudden. I can't tell. So anyway, I will just say that set one belonged to Christopher Fields, and I played his tracks They Sing Me, Deep, and closing out with Katrina Blues, but it sounds like that particular track cut off. So anyway, set two belongs to Mark Van Claggett, and I'm going to play some of his jazz pieces.
Thank you. a bird outside my window, and I love the song he sings. It's a melody of love. Sing it for me. Songbird, there are two birds outside my window, and I hope they will never fly away. They're so very much in love. Sing it for me. There's a nest outside my window. I see light coming in a brand new world. It's a fairy tale of love. Sing it for me.
My board just disappeared on me. But set two belonged to Mark Van Claggett. I was trying to play his jazz pieces, but as you can tell, he's also a vocalist. And I played his tracks, Santa Barbara, Silent Eyes, Southampton, and Songbird. Let me work on this and see if I can get my board back up, since it just kind of disappeared on me out of nowhere. But Mark is going to be stepping onto the leopard carpet with me on March 27th, and I'm really, really excited. He's an amazing singer, songwriter, musician, composer, producer, and he's the CEO of Marlix Records. So my board looks like it's coming back up here, and hopefully we can get back to playing some tracks. Let me scroll down my list. I wanted to bring another artist, and she's somebody that I just actually had on my show on the leopard carpet this past week. I really, really was so impressed with her, not only her beautiful spirit, but she's got an amazing talent. So set three is going to belong to Neil Soja, and I'm going to start out with her piece, Color.
Thank you. fingertips to my skin, treating until prepared to absorb his colors, stretching wide the canvas of my soul across the easel of abandonment. He designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly, breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center, brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Jackson said,
we get it out in the
park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams because cash rules everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the fender? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew because when they reminisce over
yes,
you, my God.
I remember the freedom of walking the street. Sleep at night, doors open wide. Being a pimp was not the end thing to do. When a gang was seven riding in a four-seater, a switch on your back, respect your fellow man. Back then it was cool for a village to raise your child. Backyard wedding receptions, barbecue feasts, block parties, dancing in the streets. But Grandmaster Flash and Sugar Hill Gang were anomalies. Afros, dashikis, and white collar shirts, big hoops and mini skirts. When dancing down the Soul Train line is where I wanna be. Today we look the same, but everything has changed along for the days when we were free. Free in our hearts to love and free to serve the God above. Take me back to the days and ways we used to
do. You remember? We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew because when they reminisce over you, my God. I got the bell bottom, the illo fro, butterfly collar, coolie high camp flow, champagne supernova, leather interior, Donny Hathaway booming as I recline, turn a couple corners, spice like piranha, summer, tie hot like a sauna, dice against the wall, Chuck Taylor's on my feet, it's like we all family living on the same street, food stamp free cheese, we pick our own switches, the first time I heard of Temp Yell Deal, right on your dick, got a gig, my nigga, running numbers cold-blooded, just dead in bed. My big screen TV was a floor model. On the corner, brown bag with the 40 bottle. Black fist pumping, rewired for the end. Shoot, might as well go ahead and steal something. We did it out in the park because it's 187 on the undercover car. New York, big city of dreams because cash moves everything around me. Cream is the money. Microphone checker. Cause what's salt and pepper without the Cinderella? Yo, chillin' with the rest of your crew because when they reminisce over you, my God.
Sweet memories of old school taking me back to days of soft ways and easy understanding, like when dancing was done in a basement under a red light. How the after-hours joint would bang when the club would shut down. Sweat pouring off our backs as we would freak through the bump in the monorail. Days of old school.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated. I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortals. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love's free enough to cry out, oh my God. If two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure till earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes, and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed, living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not enigma. My very existence question is answers fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying, cause when you insane,
oxymoron.
Skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, fans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep, but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak, so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just helps you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Just run away, you've never seen.
You know the only way to be.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never seen.
Gospel, jazz, simmered in neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing is singing and art is art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be a reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different. I just say,
a little something extra, but you can get to know me if I let ya. If I let ya. Different, a way you never seen. I can only be me, can't be the way you want me to be. Gotta be me, gotta be me. I'd be sad and be my, yeah.
All right, set three belonged to Neo Soldier, and I played her pieces Color, Days, and closing out her set with Enigma. If you missed her feature on the Leopard Carpet, go back to this past Tuesday and check it out. Just an amazing woman, singer, songwriter, spoken word artist, just beautiful, beautiful soul. I want to give a shout out to my dear friend, Mark Tyree, in the chat room hanging out with me today. He is also out of Ohio, and he is a member of the amazing funk jazz band Black Eyes. So let me just keep this going, and I think, you know what? Set four is going to belong to Maurice Johnson.
Thank you.
four belong to Maurice Johnson, and I placed his tracks and Out of the Blue, For You, For Me, and closing out his set with Not Lately. Set five belongs to Verbal Skills.
Who is this that we bury today? For it is the poet. It is the poet. The poet that reached deep down inside himself and revealed to us our own true nature of our reflection. This is the poet that wrote in thought and stood upon a stage with his orations of trueness, oneness. His love projected into our imagination that we too could be free, for he had spoke upon the birds that could not fly no longer as they lay behind the concrete walls and bars. This is the poet that reached across the universe and told us of a child that was hungry because both his mother and father left him alone. This is the poet who shed light on a young girl's love that was betrayed. Not by a man, but another woman. This is the poet from heaven to earth and even beyond that told us his imagination was more than fantasy. It was reality for all of us. This is the poet without self-proclamation and stood upon the masses and said he did not give a damn, for he was free in his belief and what he had to do. This is the poet that we bury today. And we should have pity upon his cadaver as the rats and worms will come and gnaw upon those very same fingers that fashions those words that set trembles in our minds and hearts. And what worm will suckle and masticate upon the sinews of his brain matter that sparked the imagination that once we bury a poet today? And it's not because he didn't have something to say. Maybe it was because that death came his way, because he forgot a tear, a smile, or maybe because he even forgot about himself. We bury a poet today. Deep within my imagination's womb, where hope was born, laid a tropical paradise that forged a beautiful lagoon. Fragrances of lilacs, jasmine, lotus flowers that never sleep, while all the mythical creatures did come just to steal a glance, a peek. During the day, the sun would gently hide its Icarian rays for all those at play, while at night a jealous moon would grace those with silvery glowing beams, spinning magic for all to consume. Let's not forget the wind, for it too offered its treasures like the flight of a mariposa, only coming to rest upon the beautiful silky hair of my lover. Upon a still crawling boulder creeping into the lagoon, I held my lover's being ever so close to me, embracing the fertile wings as I whispered incantations of a loving man, desiring her woman measure. Like no one else could, she simply smiled so radiantly that jubilant dolphins would come with their gleeful chatter, admiring the glistening moisture upon her mahogany skin that shone like the stars in the firmament of glory. I felt my nakedness complete. Holding her against her, we descended like pillowed feathers into the lascivious lukewarm water with a saying kiss. And like a lamb being sacrificed, we too became victim to the touch. We procreated a love, a son, a daughter, a legacy that would live way, way far beyond these words as our passion consumed all manner of fires, cosmic and earthly. The dolphins would jump, flip, roll, splashing water with wondrous sprays of dream-soaked kisses all over us, and then at that critical, intimate moment, I screamed like the beast of the Serengeti, and she called my name like the woven and thunderous waves ingressing upon the rocky shores with a squeal that would make lightning flee. But tonight, I sit upon that same rock, alone. Alone in this moonless darkness of a cobblestone mist, my mind began a quest to renew my desperation's plea of insanity. While looking into our dolphin's eyes, I tasted their acrid tears that asked the question, why? Their acrid tears, my dolphins cry. I sit upon this same rock in the darkness of a cobblestone mist. My dolphins cry their acrid tears that ask the question, why? Every time we say goodbye, the green grass turns brown, and there are no more birds in the sky, no more clouds, no more breeze, and Monet's brushstrokes no longer seem to be a perfect fit upon our canvas. A four-cornered room known as your love's captivity becomes an 8x12 hell as opaque corners ingress upon a vision's dream, creating illusions of mystic conclusions. And I am here with theories that have no whys, so I remain pain for my future sins every time we say goodbye. I bury your memory upon a hill that overlook an Elysium filled by the sea, wondering if you're my Annabelle Lee. I stand over you as I become a lover like you, saluting you in my gray tuxedo, while on the other side of my imagination's claim, a lovely brownstone wish can only now be adorned with a kiss farewell. True, ears excited perk up as desperate and lonely sounds of an empty corridor spawn hope. It's you every time we say goodbye. The delicated dance of our love's flame haunt the warm, fading embers that once used to glow. Now they only grow ashamed. And the tiny draft that simply invades the room reminds me how things become cold, like a single tear frozen in a wasteland's tundra. You, me, do we really know anymore? Every time we say goodbye. But we should thank God there's a God, because I remember your saying kisses, your indelible reckless fragrances, your fertile whispers, insatiable touches, your looks of love with demure and gelastic smiles galore, your quiet embraces that leave hints of loquacious subtleties. Your breath that I once breathed, consumed with fire deep within me, all say goodbye as well. Every time we say goodbye, I hate and yet I love. The you, the me, the we. Earthly paradise is a patient love supreme and an anticipation of our next hello. Every time we say, every time we say goodbye. You're saying kisses, your insatiable touches. Upon a hill that overlooks a sea, I am wondering if you're my Annabelle Lee. Every time we say goodbye, Monet's brushstrokes no longer fit upon the canvas. Your breath that I once breathed, your loquacious subtleties. Every time we say goodbye, every time we say goodbye. Goodbye. Ooh, shit. Prone in absence of space and time, a candle's flame is not a shame as shadows dance on walls and her pubic regions touches deliriously too much. Her firm and gentle hands bracing my shoulders as pelvic grinds draw circles and imaginary line upon my backside. Oh, yes, I sigh. Smashing lashes, inverted mountain peaks prevent me from a blissful sleep. Arms outstretched, grasp for the edge of a mattress in the clouds, and I sigh. Her recoiling hips entices me to grind against those things that escape my mind. Arch buttocks like wings discovered they too can fly into this almost criminal ecstasy. manhood and ego surrender from the relentless force of her pliable, wet, mon pubis, seeking wishes of an orgasm's due. I cry as her butterfly kisses ejaculated the creamy pearls that heard the echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses. I sigh. Her butterfly kisses. The creamy pearls. The echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses, the creamy pearls, heard the echoes of my sigh.
To Verbal Skills, and I played his tracks Death of a Poet, Dolphins Cry, Every Time We Say Goodbye, and closing out his set with Size of a Butterfly Kiss. Now set six belongs to Jose Juicy Gonzalez. set six belonged to Jose Juicy Gonzalez, playing Useless Landscapes, Tangerine, and closing out his set with Days of Wine and Roses. Set seven belongs to Epiphany.
This is our eclipse. Eternity is a very long forever, but I will wait even as each second apart splits me as 1,000 razor-like swords impale my heart. I can wait, my love, for the despair is only a momentary distraction, a mere fraction of what is to come. For when we lay, the deepness of you envelops me with such incredible intensity. It is what it is meant to be. Self-turidity all ablaze with the inescapable hunger for one another. To join yours in our personal nirvana, gazing upon me with half moon, half lies, half truth. But go ahead and lie to me, I beg of you, because your body is full of honesty anyway, even when you try to deny what is laid upon your precious feet. You have your tail, a dead giveaway that resides burrows of your inside, surfacing only when the moon is wide and incandescent, and my sun descends. It is what we know. It is our eclipse. We meet and dance, the lovers dance in trance with the knowledge of each other's every curve, of one another's body's sweetness on demand. Interlocking hands, moist lifelines intertwine and clasp, reading our destiny through our palms. Pressed upon one another, our future is certain and uncertain at the same time. I see my reflection in your eyes. I am your angel, eternally watching over you, bringing you into light and distinct. Doubt and insecurity, so I sleep on a clean conscience of a pillow each and every night. It is pure and simple kismet. We uplift one another, feeding our soul two halves, making us whole, driven by the mercy of the great universe. She wouldn't dare tear us from one another, not now, not yet, not ever. I anxiously welcome your kisses, the ones that never touched my lips. For I know each night our eclipse is inevitable. Hugo once said that the clouds are the only birds that never sleep. I disagree, my dear celestial twin. We two never sleep, for we are filled with constant thoughts of one another, filled with the luster of the shining invisible. Carnality that seeps into my solar-filled days and your lunar-soaked nights. Yet, that is not all, see, for I belong to you, and you belong to me. And when you proclaimed it was official and tattooed your name on my heart, I was gone. If you never uttered another word, I would still be so satisfied. Us. Let the pages turn as the wind carries us to our next chapter, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. my body in on that wintry night when our hearts intertwined and took flight, and I made
belonged to Epiphany Castro, and I played her tracks Eclipse, Say It, and closing out her set with You. Set 8 is going to belong to the Goodie Bag. on to the Goodie Bag, playing their tracks Train, Al-Qaeda, and closing out their set with Groovelistic. I want to thank everybody who tuned into Flava's 15-minute set tonight. And I played set one, Christopher Fields, set two, Mark Van Claggett, set three, Neo Soldier, set four, Maurice Johnson, set five, Verbal Skills, set six, Jose Juicy Gonzalez, set seven, Epiphany Castro, and set eight, again, the Goodie Bag. I kind of kept it on a spoken word and jazz theme tonight, wanted to honor some of those amazing, amazing talents that are a part of Flava News movement. So help spread the word about what we do here at Flava News and Flava News Radio in support of underground independent artists. Thank you so much again for tuning in tonight.